Radhikaya Chandalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namaste Sammanamapi Sachiputram Atra Swarupam Rupam Dasha Grajam Rupurim Maturim Gostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mohoradika Madhavasam Prapto Yashapatita Kripaya Shigurum Tam Natosmi Ajanulam Bhuto Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yuga Dharma Palo Vande Jagapriyakaro Karuna Avataro Anarpita Chirim Chirat Karuna Avatirnakalo Samarpayitam Anujvala Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Ridaya Kandare Spuratuva Sachinandana Utama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachiya Dileka Kola Kahe Premananda Emona Goranga Vidoya Dariya Bola Vajra Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Bolo Vajra Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Jejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amara Pranare Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amara Pranare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Yashaiva Padam Bhuja Bhakti Labhya. Prima Vidana Parama Pumarta Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madgavir Api Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripaya Jadi Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Rishayustat Priyajanaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunath Apta Braja Balabha Pahimam Vamsha Kopadarubhischa Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nimai Nitai, can you come here for just 1 minute? I won't embarrass you, don't worry. This is important also. And you. Nimai Nitai, come here. Come, come. It's not easy to sit through a class. There's one other thing to hold still. This is very nice. This is a peacock feather from Vrindavan. Okay? Here. That's for you, and that's for you. And wait a moment. These are peacock feathers from Vrindavan. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Sanjaham Maho Nityam Parapurada Dharmakaha Kshamashramam Hare Radha Dehime Sadhu Dharmakam. I'm an offender, and to offend others is my nature. This is a prayer. O Srimati Radharani, you please forgive me. Please change my nature, and please make me into a saintly devotee. We have a very difficult situation today. We have a big mountain to climb, and I'm crippled. I can't walk. So we need some help from all of you. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is described, Durgame patimendasya skalat pada gatir mohu swakripa yasti danena santa sant avalambanam. My path is very difficult. I'm blind, and my feet are slipping again and again. Therefore, my only hope are the saints who are gathered here in the room today, all of you. Will you please help me by giving me the stick of your mercy as my support? The stick of your mercy means that you have the authorization to chastise me also, especially Chaitanya Prabhu, if we do something wrong. So we've been speaking the last few days on what we've called the Trail of Tears. It's a road, a path, which comes from Vrindavan to Mathura to Dwarka to Kurukshetra to Jagannath Puri and then to Johannesburg. So we've covered half of our ground in the last two classes. And by your blessings, I'm hoping that tonight, today, we can finish this thing, although it's a very big subject. For those of you, raise your hand, was anyone not here the first night? Okay. And raise your hand, was anyone here not here last night? Maybe you were here, but not with our class. Okay. So, the first night, we spoke something from a very rare book called Akura Samvad. And how Akura came to Vrindavan and what happened. How he talked to Nanda Maharaj all night long. And how Nanda couldn't speak anything. He said, there's someone else we have to talk to. And the next morning, he took him inside, took him to the outside of the house, and Nanda Maharaj went to the inside. And he saw in the chair where she was sitting every day, was seated Mother Yashoda. But on this day, something was different. She was alone. And she had her head down. And she was crying. Krishna, Gopal, who was usually on her lap, was nowhere to be found. And Nanda Maharaj could understand that Mother Yashoda had hidden him because she'd heard the very terrible rumor that Akura was going to take Krishna away from Vrindavan. For many hours, Nanda Maharaj spoke to her and he answered all of her doubts. And finally, he convinced her, Mother Yashoda is a very simple lady. And a few minutes later, they came walking out of the house, Mother Yashoda with Gopal in her hand, and Nanda Maharaj next to her. When they came out of the house, they found that all the residents of Vrindavan were standing outside waiting. And when they saw that Krishna was in Mother Yashoda's hand, they all began to cry and wail. The sound of the gopis crying could crack stones and pierce the air. Mother Yashoda, she told Nanda Maharaj, this is my Gopal. He's more dear to me than my life. You bring him back to me very soon. And she took Gopal's hand and put him in the hand of Nanda Maharaj, and then Mother Yashoda fainted on the ground. And Nanda Maharaj quickly picked her up. She regained external consciousness and she fainted again. Again he picked her up and again she fainted again and again. And Akura saw, I have to take them now. He took Krishna and Balaram on the chariot. And just as he was about to leave, he looked back again to make sure everything was okay. And he saw that Krishna was gone. Akura took help from Balaram. Please help me find Krishna. And Balaram, following the footprints of Krishna in the soft soil of Braj, followed them to a secluded kunj on the bank of the Jamuna. And through the wall of that kunj, Akura could see Krishna inside with the gopis. Akura began to speak so many things to the gopis. And finally Krishna agreed to go. It's a long story. In our first class, we described how Krishna left Vrindavan and the reaction of the Brijbasis. Last night, we spoke something, part two. What happened in Mathura? We know that Krishna killed Kuvalyapida. He killed the rascal washerman. He killed the wrestlers Chanura and Mushtika. He gave mercy to Kubja. But what many devotees don't know is why did he stay in Mathura? Why didn't he return to Vrindavan? How could he stay behind? And what happened? It's a very long discussion, mostly from Gopal Champu in the commentaries, the Laghu Vaishnav Toshini of Jiva Goswami, and the Saartha Darshini of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and the Brihad Vaishnav Toshini of Sanatana Goswami and Brihad Bhagavatamrita. The residents of Mathura were appealing to Krishna, "You're our son. You don't belong to Nanda and Yashoda. You're the son of Devaki and Vasudev. You have to stay here. We need your help." And nothing Krishna could say could convince them. He went to Vasudev and Devaki and tried to convince them. But they also wouldn't budge. They didn't know what to do. Krishna and Balaram spoke alone. And then finally, they went to Bapa, father. And father's not Vasudev. Father is Nanda Maharaj, who was there in Mathura. He said, "Father, what should we do? We've never heard people speaking like this. They were telling us that we're not your son, that we're just your foster children. Is it true?" Ananda Maharaj, he said, "No, you're our children." And then he asked Krishna and Balaram, "Do you believe them? Do you believe that you're not really our child? Do you believe you're really the child of Vasudev and Devaki?" Krishna began to cry. And he said, "I'll never look at their face again. They've offended you." When Nanda Maharaj came to Mathura, none of the members of the Yadu dynasty came to visit him. Although he was a very senior person, very important person. And previously, Nanda and Vasudev had a very close friendship. But this time, on this occasion, Vasudev didn't come to see him. And neither did any of the other members of the Yadu dynasty. They couldn't face him. So many things were spoken, we discussed this last night, between Nanda and Krishna. And finally Krishna told Nanda Maharaj, "Father, if you love me, you'll return. Because someone has to take care of the cows." Nanda Maharaj said, "We'll bring the cows here." Krishna said, "Bapa, we have trillions of cows. How will they all eat? How many gardens are there in Johannesburg? How many parks are there where the cows can eat? How many parks are there in Mathura? It's not possible, Father." So Nanda Maharaj returned to Vrindavan alone without Krishna. When he returned, all the Brijbasis were waiting for him. So excited and happy. "Krishna's coming back. Krishna's coming back." Nanda Maharaj couldn't look them in the face. And they saw Nanda Maharaj was by himself. Nanda Maharaj just went to his home and closed the door. And for 3 days, he didn't come out. And finally, Upananda, his elder brother, came to him and he said, "You have to do something. They're going to kill themselves." So we discussed these things, these very intense feelings, and the letters that Krishna wrote to Mother Yashoda. And something of the letters that Krishna wrote to the gopis and their replies to Krishna. Rupa Goswami has described the subject matter in his Padyavali. Mm-hmm. We'll read a little verse or two. This is text 340. Panchatvam tanure tubhuta nivaha swam se nivajisantu sputam dataram prani pachyahanta shirasa tachapi yachevaram tadvapi supayas tadiya mukare jyotis tadiyanganan vyomi vyoma tadiya vartmani dara tat talabhrinte nilaha. After Krishna left for Mathura, Srimati Radharani told Lalita, "O Pranasakhi, O dear friend, if Krishna never returns to Vrindavan, then I will never attain him, and he will never attain me. Bereft of his service, what is the use of maintaining this troublesome body any longer?" And then she spoke this verse, which has a very heavy meaning. Panchatvam tanu eta bhuta. Panchatvam means to death. Tanu, this body. She says, it's a prayer. She says, "I bow my head before the Creator and I beg from Him the benediction that when this body dies, which will be very soon, because I can't tolerate separation from Shama Sundar, when this body dies, and its elements mix with the prime elements of gross matter, at that time, may the water of my body mix with the water where Krishna performs his water sports. May the fire of my body enter Krishna's mirror. May the ether of my body enter the sky around his courtyard. May the earth in my body merge in the paths where he walks. And may the air in my body be used to fan him." So, the feelings of Srimati Radharani and the Brijbasis can't even be imagined, can't even be understood by people in this world. Maybe some of you have heard something about some of those feelings. Were those feelings one-sided? Was it that the gopis and the Brijbasis were feeling so much separation, but Krishna was feeling aloof from them? Krishna promises in Bhagavad Gita, "Yayatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham." As someone approaches him, Krishna reciprocates accordingly. Prabhuji, have you ever wondered why you don't see Krishna when you chant? Have you ever thought about that? You have thought about that. Why? What's the reason? What do you think?
Much love, yes.
You don't have enough love. Krishna says in Gita, "Vyavisayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana. Bahusaka yanandascha buddhiya vyavisayinam." He gives us advice on this prema dara, on this road, on this prema patha, this road of prema, this road leading to Vrindavan. In your bhajan, you should be one-pointed. Are you one-pointed? Are you crying in your heart to see Krishna? Or sometimes you're crying in your heart to see Maya? If we really desire Krishna, if we're really crying for Krishna, then Krishna will also cry for you. While the gopis and the Brijbasis were in Vrindavan crying in separation from Krishna, Krishna was in Dwarka. And Krishna was in a more difficult situation than the gopis, because he was alone. There was no one there that he could confide in. You may say Balaram was there, Rohini was there, but they're both superiors. You don't go and speak your mind, always your confidential mind, to your mother, Chaitanya Prabhu, do you? You don't have to answer that. Yeah. And what to speak of telling your older brother, Krishna Balaram Prabhu. Do you tell everything to your older brother? No. So Krishna also, he was in a very difficult situation. There was no very intimate person there with whom he could reveal his feelings. But something was happening every night. And one day, Rukmini, she called together some of her other co-wives and she said, something strange is going on. Kadachin mata mevita. Kadachin mata mevita. Navanitam dvaiti vadet. Kadachit shri vade. Lalita iti samboriti mam. She says that, I don't know what's going on. Krishna's laying in bed next to me at night. And sometimes, Kadachin, he's Matarme Vitaranavanita Chuitivadat. He says, Mother, give me some mukkan, give me some butter. What is he saying? Kadachit, sometimes, he calls out the name of some other woman. Chaitanya Prabhu. Be careful. Kadachit Chirad, hey! Some lady named Radhi. Lalita iti sambodayati mam. Kadapin jandravali kim api me kashari patam. Kadapi ashraya midalati tulyam sayanata bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sometimes he starts calling the cows by name. And sometimes he starts calling out for his cowherd boyfriends. Sometimes while he's laying in bed next to me, he starts moving his body in a form, three bending form. And he acts like he's playing a flute. Sometimes he starts calling out the names of these other ladies. And sometimes he starts tugging on my garments while he's doing it. And sometimes while he's sleeping he starts crying and his tears soak his pillow. I'd like to read some verses to you from a rare book which we translated. This book is called the Vrindavan Lilamrita, which is written by Nanda Kishore Goswami. He's a devotee in the line of Nityananda Prabhu. He lived at Nityananda Vat in Vrindavan, and they say that he had some Lila Spurti. He saw Krishna in his pastimes. He lived a few hundred years ago, very famous Vaishnava, and he's written all about Braj Lila in a way which is very Siddhantic, very correct, and very, very sweet. So we'll sing some of these verses if Prabhuji will play Mridanga. Satata Bihare Krishna Edon Hara Sange Radhika Vichere Murcha Premira Tarange Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare. Satata Bihare Krishna Edon Hara Sange. Krishna was always sporting with the Mahishis, the queens in Dwarka, but sometimes he would think of Srimati Radharani, Radhika Vichedi Murcha, and he would faint, Premera Taranga, remembering the love of Srimati Radharani. Achandani Magna Kabu Koraye Palap, Kabu Radha Radha Boli Kore Anutap. Hey, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare. Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare. Achandani Magna Kabu Kore Pralap. Kabu means sometimes. Sometimes Krishna, he would become delirious in ecstasy. Kabu Radha Radha Boli, sometimes while he's sleeping at night next to his wife. Be careful, boo boo. He would call out, Radhe Radhe. And lament and cry. Kabu mora kore rahe bahe asuda achanda sudita hoye satrika vikar. Bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Other times Krishna would become quiet, and quietly he would just cry. And sometimes all the symptoms of Asta Satvikara Bhav would erupt on his body. Rukmini and Satyabhama were very astonished to see this. They wondered, who is this love for? Huh? And when Krishna regained his external senses, they asked him, Krishna, what's the matter? And Krishna was silent. Finally, after asking him 3 or 4 times, Krishna replied and revealed his secret. Brajaloke prene ami hoyachirini tasabhasarana kori adiva rajani bolo Hare Krishna. He said, there's something I didn't tell you. You married me in good faith, but there's something I didn't tell you before we got married. I'm a debtor, a rini. I'm in big debt. Brajaloke preme ami hoyachi rini. I'm in debt to the love of the residents of Vrindavan. Tasabha sharana kori edi barajani. I think of them all the time. And amongst all of them, the best is Srimati Radharani. And just saying her name, Krishna's hair stood on end and tears came to his eyes. And goosebumps came on his body. Krishna said, in beauty and qualities, no one can compare to Radharani. She doesn't know anything but my feet. In sleeping or waking, she knows nothing but me. And Krishna began to sob. Amavina sakale kemoni pranadare. Radhika smarna matra hridayavidari. How is she staying alive? Thinking of Radharani, my heart breaks. Mani bhuji eka matra achaye karan. Amaragamana ashe dharaye jivan. They only have one hope, one thing which keeps them alive. They want to see me again because I promised them. When I was leaving Vrindavan, I turned to the gopis and I said, Ayasya, Ayasya, I'm returning, I'm returning. Those words that I spoke on Akrura's chariot are the only things which are keeping the gopis alive. Sandvana koriya tobe kahi lava chana dukta dvare twari te koriba agamana bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. To give them some solace, I sent a message with Uddhava. I wrote letters which I sent with Sridham. I sent Balaram with a message of love. And I told them that very soon I'll return to them. And then Krishna began to sob. But I never went back. Rukmini and Satyabhama were astonished. They'd seen so many devotees. They'd seen Arjun. They'd seen the members of the Yadu dynasty. They'd seen Krishna's reciprocation with Maharaj Ugrasena. Krishna's reciprocation with Balaram, with Rohini and many devotees, but they'd never seen love like this. They asked Krishna, how can we meet her? Again, they weren't envious. Why is she better than us? I'm a better devotee. Because this is the nature of bhakti. There's no envy there. They're not afraid of losing Krishna. Rather, they love Krishna so much, they simply want to give Krishna pleasure. They ask Krishna, how can we meet her? Will you allow us? Krishna hung his head. And he said, it's very difficult to see her. Krishna knows in Vrindavan. Sometimes Krishna would go mad wanting to see Radharani. Once, Krishna went to milk the cows and he saw Radharani walking across the street. And Krishna was so absorbed looking at Radharani, he went and he started milking a bull. Krishna simply wants to meet with Radharani. But it's not such an easy thing. Sometimes it's very difficult. And at this time, when Krishna was in very distant Dwarka and Radhika was in Vrindavan, how was it possible? Krishna told them, only as she desires will it be possible. The land of Braj is very far away and they'll never leave Braj. If I take you and go there, the Yadus may be attacked by enemies. Therefore, it's impossible to go there. There's only one hope. Katadina pore have shurya uparage tate tirta snana yacha kore mahabhaga bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Katadina pore have shurya uparage. Uparage means an eclipse. He said, in a few days, there's going to be a solar eclipse. And tate tirta snana japta kori mahabhagi. At that time, all the pious persons, they'll go to take a holy bath. Jemato bai bhava gyache aripatya hoi jata bini dana dika sakale koroi bolo Hare Krishna. Shacha kuruk shete shabaragaman e bashe hode mahagrahana karan Hare Krishna. He says, especially at this time, everyone goes to Kurukshetra. And this year, there'll be an auspicious moment to take place at that eclipse. Ataeva Bharatvarashite Jatta Jana Avashakoribe Kurukshetra Agamana. And for this purpose, all the people of Bharatvarsh, India, will surely visit Kurukshetra at that time. Amarami lana lagi brajabasi gan japcha chala jani tanha kore agaman. To meet me, the brajabasis will come there on the pretext of a pilgrimage. Tabise stani sarva parikara sani anya anyate sabha saha hoibi milani. At that time, I may get some chance to meet them. At that time, Krishna retired to his room and he wrote a letter to Nanda Maharaj. Coincidentally, when that letter was sent, when it arrived to Vrindavan, all the members of Vrindavan were gathered together in the meeting room. They had a hall. And they were discussing, they were crying, what can we do? We can't live any longer without Krishna. If we could just see Krishna just for even a moment, then everything would be okay. And then suddenly, a messenger arrived in that council. And he said, I have a letter from Krishna. Would you like to hear the letter? Yavach chantuk shamna vyatimila nakrite smabir udyuktir ishta tasmatli shtavayam tapratibidam aduna tata labdas chirena asmin surya grahe yanikila janataya puryamanam kurunam chetram vyajaya kurya mahamatabhavatam anjasa sanjanaya. O Father, as long as I have not destroyed all the enemies, I desire some means by which we can still meet. And thus I suffer. But I found a solution now, after a long time. Kurukshetra will be full of people on the occasion of the eclipse, and I can easily meet you there by this arrangement. He said, of course, I will come to Braj and directly meet all of you. Of course, I promised it. But however, those who don't believe that, they should come and meet me in Kurukshetra. The others can stay in Braj. Now, for those of you who are very thoughtful and astute, you may be thinking right now, okay, the gopis are going to go to Kurukshetra to meet with Krishna. And their husbands are also going to come? Doesn't sound like a very good idea. Krishna also wrote a letter to the cowherd boys who were married to the gopis. He said, my dear friends, although I want to see you so badly, you should know the cows are my life. And if you care about me, then you please stay in Braj to take care of the cows. They can't go so far to meet me. Krishna's very clever. And Krishna wrote letters to the gopis. Many things happened. We can't describe all this. So many people were going to Kurukshetra. There were millions of people coming from Dwarka. Millions of soldiers. And they were riding in chariots which were decked with silver and gold and different types of jewels. And all of them had gold and silver armor with jewels on it. And the backs of their chariots, they had heaps of gold and jewels to give in charity. Because they were very pious people. When they're going for the solar eclipse, they wanted to give in charity. As they were moving, the ground was shaking as though there were an earthquake. There were so many war elephants, millions of war elephants. And millions of soldiers on horses and chariots. And from a long distance, you become blinded because the rays of the sun, as it came down on those chariots, the reflection was blinding to the eyes for thousands of miles away. They were all on their way to Kurukshetra. Meanwhile, from Vrindavan, there was another procession. Their chariots were made out of wood. And they put the bulls ahead of them, the cows they left in Vrindavan. But the bulls, who were very dear to Krishna, were going ahead of the carts. The Brijbasis didn't have gold and jewels on the back of their carts. They had piles of gobar, cow dung. Because they were thinking, how are we going to cook for Krishna when we get to Kurukshetra? If we cook for Krishna over the gobar, then Krishna will remember the cows of Vrindavan. They can't come. And they were bringing big pots of yogurt and ghee from those cows as a kind of message from the cows to Krishna. As they were walking, the gopis, sometimes they were running, and then other times they would fall to the ground unconscious. Sometimes they were crying. Sometimes they were going with their eyes closed. Jugaitam nimishena. They were thinking one moment to be like a long yuga in separation from their Shama Sundar. Everyone was on their way to Kurukshetra. The kings who were going there for the purpose of Punyalabha. They wanted to get some pious credits so they could be successful as kings. They could have a nice kingdom. They could have beautiful wives and lots of money and go to Swarga Lok after they leave their bodies. The members of the Yadu dynasty had a different desire. Their prayer was Krishna no bhakti ashrati. They simply wanted, please give us bhakti to Krishna. But the Brijbasis, their only prayer was Shama Sundara Chandravadana Tanira Eka Falak Darshan. If we can just see Shamsundar Krishna, even for one moment. That was their only desire. So in this way, they were arriving to Kurukshetra. It's described that as they were going, they arrived in Kurukshetra, and at that time, The first thing that happened, they could smell the body of Krishna. And Krishna was there. And suddenly, he turned to Uddhava and said, "Has someone else come here?" And he said, "Oh, it's the residents of Vrindavan." Krishna took off his crown, took off his jewelry, and he told Uddhava, "You come with me." And he told Satyaki, his dear friend, and Arjuna and some of the others, "You wait here, I'll be back." He put Uddhava ahead of him. Why did he put Uddhava ahead of him? Krishna is very clever. There's a message there. By putting Uddhava ahead of him, Krishna's telling them, "I didn't forget you. See Uddhava? Remember? I sent Uddhava with a message of love. Don't be angry with me." Krishna then had Uddhava bring Nanda Maharaj to a private place. Krishna and Balaram then ran to embrace Nanda Maharaj, but they saw that many other persons were present there. Vasudeva and Devaki, and some of the other Mahishis, the queens. And so they didn't run to embrace Nanda Maharaj as they wanted, but they simply offered respect at Nanda Maharaj's feet. Nanda Maharaj, when he saw Krishna and Balaram, he completely lost it. Nanda Maharaj, he wanted to embrace them, but he couldn't move. He became stunned in ecstasy, and tears were just coming down his face. And then he saw Vasudeva and others, and then Nanda Maharaj became reserved. And then Krishna said, "Baba, where's Mata? Where's Mother?" Nanda Maharaj couldn't even speak. He was just crying. And he just gestured in the direction of one cart, which is covered with cloth. Krishna and Balaram went there. "Mata? Mata?" Mother Yashoda, she said, "Gopal! Gopal!" Mother Yashoda began crying and crying. And she picked up Krishna, and she put Krishna on her lap. Just as on Janmashtami night, we give an abhishek to the deity. And some temples, they use water from the Triveni, the confluence of the Ganga, the Jamuna, and the Sarasvati. In a similar way, Mother Yashoda gave Krishna an abhishek. Not with pitchers and conch shells, with water from her eyes. Her tears begin coming down. And the cudgel, the black ointment around your eyes, and those tears went past that cudgel, the water became black, like the water from the Jamuna. And at the same time, the milk from Mother Yashoda's breast began to pour forth, and it was white, like the water from the Ganga. And at the same time, the oil of Mother Yashoda's love in her heart began to bathe Krishna in an unseen way, like the hidden river Sarasvati. In this way, Mother Yashoda began to give an abhishek to her Gopal, and crying, embracing him. And Krishna was crying and crying and embracing his mother. And then suddenly, they noticed Devaki made some little sound. And Devaki started speaking. She said, "Yashoda, we just want you to know we really appreciate you so much, even though they're not your sons. You took such good care of them. That means a lot to us. We really appreciate it. Is it very nice?" I'm asking the ladies. The ladies are more expert in these things. This is called parokshavad. And we'll speak about this maybe in a minute more. Ladies are more expert than men in this. Parokshavad means when you say one thing, but you mean another thing. It's like Chaitanya Prabhu. If it's your wedding anniversary. And Sudevi's cooked a big feast and done so many nice things and cleaned the house just so she can spend finally a day back privately with you, because she never sees you because you're the temple president and you're always busy with so many things and you're working and she's working. So finally have a day back together, and you come home and you say, "Sweetheart, You know, I know it's our anniversary, but you know, some of the boys, they asked me to go swimming down at the river. And you don't mind, do you? And then Sir Davy says, no, that's fine. Go right ahead. So this is very important that you should understand this. This is called parokshavad. Mm-hmm. Now you may think, she said, it's okay, it's fine. I can go with the boys. She gave permission. That's not what she said. Mm-hmm. It's a little complicated. Mm-hmm. Men can't really understand this. But really what she was saying is, look, jerk. Mm-hmm. If you want to do that, that's fine. Go with the boys. When you come home, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to my father's house. And you're in big trouble. Mm-hmm. That's what it means. So parokshavad is like this. And the residents of Vrindavan are very expert in parokshavad. But Devaki was also expert. And she was speaking very harsh words to Yashoda. Very harsh words. He's not really your son. And you've taken such good care of him, but he belongs to us. And she was speaking in such a harsh way. But she was defeated by Mother Yashoda because Mother Yashoda didn't even hear a word she said. Mother Yashoda was in so much ecstasy just looking at the face of her Gopal and crying. She couldn't hear a word anybody else said. Mm-hmm. Then Krishna, he offered obeisances to the feet of his mother and keeping Uddhava ahead of him, he went to see the gopis. When Krishna arrived there, Krishna became shocked. He saw that the gopis hadn't taken bath since Krishna had left Vrindavan. There was dirt on their bodies. They hadn't brushed their hair. Please correct me. For ladies not to comb their hair for a few days, it's a big thing. They hadn't combed their hair. The clothing they were wearing was very old and rotten, and they were so thin. We were speaking something about this a few days ago, that the gopis had stopped eating after Krishna left. And my grandma said they became so thin that the rings on their little fingers became bracelets on their wrists. And Krishna saw them in this situation. When Krishna saw them, he became dizzy. Krishna almost fainted and had to lean on Uddhava for support. And Krishna, he began to cry. And he said, why did you remain suffering? Didn't you see me inside of you? I was going there. I was with you. Didn't you see me? Sabe sabe bara bara koraye rodana punam chagata hoy nahi ka chetana bolo Hare Krishna When the gopis met with Krishna in that solitary place, they began to cry again and again. And again and again, the gopis fell on the ground unconscious. Krishna tried to solace them in many different ways. And finally, after a long time, they became pacified. But seeing the gopis so very thin, so very pale in this situation, Krishna thought to himself, Udavira dvara jeje upadesha kaila viraha haran upaya shabha vyata hoila bolo Hare Krishna. He said, he thought to himself, I sent advice to them through Uddhava, but all that advice was fruitless to remove the pain of their feelings of separation. And then Krishna began to think of different ways to try to solace the gopis. Krishna thought, Sadarana bhaya dukha tasa bhara gela antarina dukha dura tatapi nahila bolo Hare Krishna. when they saw Krishna, sadanana bhaya dukh tasabhara gela, their external pain, their external suffering went away. But antarina dukha dura tatapi nahila, that inner pain in their hearts remained. They were looking at him. We loved you. We gave everything to you. You promised you would return. You lied. You don't care for us. Tobita Shabada Shoka Lagava Karane Shama Karaite Nija Aparada Gane Bolo Hare Krishna. At that time, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna, was Asamurdva, no one is equal or greater than him. He got down on his hands and knees. And Krishna begged them, Kshama kwarite nija aparadagana. I'm an offender. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. It was a very wonderful moment. And all the pain of the gopis went away. Krishna pacified them in many ways and began to speak to them in sweet words. Soluntava chani tabi kori sambhashana utariya vasya hila vasite asana golo Hare Krishna. At that time, the gopis, they took their uttariyas, their external cloth, and they made a pile there on the ground, and they made a seat for Krishna. And Krishna became overwhelmed in love. Why? What's such a big thing about that? It's nice. They offered him a seat. There's a secret behind it. Raise your hand. Have any of you here been to Jagannath Puri? How many of you have had darshan at Tota Gopinath? What's he doing? Do you know? You don't know what he's doing? You didn't see him? You forgot. What is he doing? Is he dancing? Is he walking around? Krishna Kun, what is he doing?
He's sitting.
He's sitting down. We haven't seen a deity of Krishna who's sitting down before. How is he sitting down? He's Gopinath. Shiman rasada sarambi vamsi vatatata stitaha karshan venu swana gopir gopinata shiestunaha. One day at Vamsivat, Krishna began to blow on his vamsi, his flute. And he called for all the gopis, and they came, and they had Maharasleela. They danced for one Brahmaratri, one night of Lord Brahma. Sahasrayuga pariyantam maharyad brahmano viduhu means 1,000 yugas taken together. It's a long time. The gopis became a little tired. Even if Prabhuji were to dance for such a time, he would also become tired. So Krishna took them in the Jamuna, and they had some Jalakrita Leela. They refreshed themselves in the water. And then when the gopis came out, they made a pile of sand on the bank of the Jamuna, and all of them took their cloths, their uttariyas, and they made a seat for Krishna. This is the same thing they did in Kurukshetra. By this, the gopis were telling Krishna something. Do you remember that full moon night of the month of Chaitra? When we danced there in the Rasleela, and you told us so many secret things, so many sweet words you spoke to us. Do you remember that? Do you remember the bank of the Jamuna under that full moon night and the sand of the Vrindavan? How it was sparkling like many gems and the warm breeze that was coming through the trees. Do you remember that night? Do Do you know an interesting thing? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadev Goswami only gives one verse from the gopis at this time. This is, I think, the 82nd chapter of the 10th canto. When Krishna met with the gopis, some say it was 100 years separation. Others say different times. It was a long time. And Sukadev Goswami only gives one verse that the gopis spoke. How is that? Is that all they had to say? Only one verse? Would you like to hear that verse? Ahushchate nalina nava padada vinda Yogeshwarai hridi chincha magada bodai Samsara kupa patito taranava lambam Geham jusam apibanasyudiyat sadanaha. They began to offer prayers to Krishna. Ahushchate nalina nava padada vinda. O Bhagavan, you're Narayan. You have a lotus navel from which Lord Brahma comes out. Ahushchate nalina nava padada vindam. Your lotus feet. Yogeshwarai hridivi chintam agada bodai. All the greatest of yogis and mystics are meditating on your feet. What are we? Sangsara kupa patito taranava lambam geham jusam apimanas yudhyasadanaha. We're just very insignificant ladies. We're just householders. Pocha grihasta. Rotten grihastas. Who are we? We're not great yogis. We're just village ladies. We can't meditate like those great yogis. Is it a nice prayer? Mataji says yes. There's at least three different meanings to this verse. We just gave the sadharana, the common meaning. Mm-hmm. But this is parokshavad. The gopis are speaking in a double way to Krishna. Oh, excuse us. You're a big man now. Now you're God. Yes, you've gone to Dwarka and all the Brahmins are standing in line. Om sahasra sirsa purusaha sahasraksha sahasrapat sabhumin visvato vitya achyatista dasangulam. Offering prayers from Purusha Shukta to you. Yes, ahushyate nalina nava padara vinda. You're Bhagavan. Yogeshwarai vridivi chincha magada bodai. And you're worshipped by the greatest of yogis. Who are we? You don't remember us, do you? Do you remember the residents of Vrindavan? Do you remember your mother, your father? What if your boy becomes a CEO of Microsoft Computers? And he moves to Redmond, Washington. And then you go there to see him after some time? And the secretary says, excuse me, ma'am, do you have an appointment? He's my boy. I want to see my boy. You may ask him, now you're a big man. Do you still remember your mother? Do you still remember the sweet rice I used to make for you that you liked? This is what the gopis are telling Krishna. And they're indirectly telling Krishna something else. You gave us so much bogus advice to that fellow Uddhava. You came to us and you told us we should do meditation. We can't do meditation. Who can do meditation? Raise your hand. Any of you can do meditation? You can't do meditation. Do you know what's required for meditation? You have to be peaceful. Very peaceful. And the gopis said, we're not peaceful. We're completely disturbed. Our minds are so disturbed all the time. We can't stop thinking about you. How can we do meditation? It's not possible for us to do meditation. What are you sending this fellow to us and telling us to do some yoga and some meditation? We can't do it. We're just fallen ladies, fallen housewives. Fallen because you left us. You don't care about us anymore. Mm-hmm. The gopis said many different things, actually. We have little time tonight. I won't read most of those. Why didn't Shukadeva Goswami give something more? One acharya comments that because he couldn't tolerate it. He couldn't tolerate repeating the words that the gopis spoke at that time to Krishna. It was too painful for Shukadeva Goswami. He managed to give one verse, and that was it, which had a hidden meaning, an external meaning, a bahiranga artha and an antaranga artha, external meaning and an internal meaning. So the gopis, they told Krishna, now you're a big man. You told us you're going to return, but you didn't return. You sent Uddhava to give us instructions in yoga. But Sekata Shavana Matre Bade Ara Rosha. When we heard those instructions, it only increased our anger. What are you telling us? We should meditate on you. We don't want to meditate on you. We want to see you. We want you to return to Vrindavan. And Uddhava promised that you would return soon. We stayed alive only by that hope. And then after a long time, again, you sent Balaram. And you spoke some solace to us. But we know about you. Maharaja Raja Deepa Achita Hoya Raja Kanya Gana Suke Vidai Koriya Hey Hare Krishna. Now you're a big king in Dwarka, and you have 16,108 wives. Do you know how many principal gopis there are in Braj? 16,108. I'll give you the skinny on this. And to give you the long part of this description, we'd have to describe the Lita Madhav, which is a long discussion. And you might not understand. The short discussion is that Krishna is feeling so much separation from those gopis. And each and every wife that he married in Dwarka reminded him of one of those gopis. And that's the only reason that he married those queens in Dwarka. Of course, the gopis won't accept that. But we know this is Krishna's reason. He married those queens because each one of them reminded him of a different gopi in Braj. That was the only way that Krishna could stay alive. But the gopis, they told him, Maharaja Radha Deepa Archita Hoya Raja Kanya Ganasuke Vivai Koriya. Now you're a big king in Dwarka. You have so many wives and you're very, very happy there. Na na je kotukara se kori che bihare. Karane bujina chaga koile mosabare. Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The gopis said, now we see all those queens here in Kurukshetra. Now we understand why you didn't come back to Vrindavan. You've been having too much fun. You've been enjoying yourself too much there in Dwarka. Now we understand why you left us. Vastava, Vastava, Almada, Shabba, Hoye, Bhavana, Chari, Najani, Rasha, Pari, Pati, Suchatiri, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What are we? Najani, Rasha, we don't know Rasha. Paripati, Suchachari, we're Vanacharis. We're dwellers in the forest in Vrindavan. We don't know all these things about royal life. You're the king. We Braj Gopis, we're not like you. We live in the village of Vrindavan. You're a big man. We saw. You have big armies following you, and everyone's offering you prayers, and all the Brahmins are worshiping you and everything. Who are we? We're just village ladies. Most probably, you weren't so expert in rasa Hina buji tabe ati rasagyana chile. Tenimo sabari lana vihara korile. And so you left us. You played with us for a little while. And you left us. But edi ati rasagyahoya supravini. Koricha tadan rupa rasa asvadani. Now you're more expert in rasa. Now you're married to all these beautiful wives. And you're enjoying life like anything. Kintu tumi satya vadi kohe sarvajane satya charanade kiya dukha paye mane. Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Everyone says that, oh Krishna, he's satya vadi. He always tells the truth. But satya charanade kiya dukha paye mane. We see you're a liar. And it's causing us so much pain. You're not telling the truth. You made a promise. Ayasya, ayasya. And you broke your promise. Ata eva purva kata kore asmarane yatra chale ailama tomara dashane bolo Hare Krishna. Ataeva purva kata kore asmarane yatra chale ailama tomara dashane. Remembering our previous talks that we had, we came here to see you on the pretext of pilgrimage. Krishna, he killed Aristasura. He killed Trinavarta. He killed so many powerful demons and so many demoniac kings. But Krishna, at that time, he became defeated. Tabe Krishna Chandra Ati Lajita Hoya Kahite La Gila Kichu Dinaya Koriya Bolo Hare Krishna. Krishna became ashamed and he started speaking to the gopis in a very humble way. Shuna priya gana ami je kahi vachan toma sabara rini ami sada sarvachan bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Shuna priya gana, listen my beloveds, ami je kahi vachan, listen to what I have to say. Toma sabara rini, I am always in your debt. I'm a debtor. Nirabari tosabara kore asmaran mora jata dukha nahi jane kona jane Hare Krishna. Nirabari tosabara kore asmaran mora jata dukha nahi jane kona jane. I spent years suffering in separation from you. But unlike you, who had each other, I was by myself. And there was no one that I could express my heart to. No one. Mora jata dukha nahi jani kona jan. There was no one who could understand the pain in my heart. Amara vichere tosabara dasa jena tosababi hane mora dasa hoya tena Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Just as you suffered in separation from me, I suffered in separation from you. Say ati durhuvasta kori sangupane kichu matra satyabhama rukmini jari jani. I hid my feelings from everyone. Only Rukmini and Satyabhama knew a little of it. Brajajai bara ati utkantitaman kadachita nahi ati dudhaiva karan. I was very eager to return to Braj, but I was helpless to go there. Sabe sarva tyaga kori bhajila amake ami karya bashe tyaga kori nu sabake bolo Hare Krishna. Sabe sarva tyaga kori bhajila amake. You left everything to worship me. Huh? That's what you did. But Ami Karyabashi Tyag Korini Sabake. For duty's sake, I had to leave all of you. You left everything for me, but I had to leave you for everything else. Krishna told them. Akritagya jana kabu smirti joginahe Ata eva jekahi je mana deha kahe Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Akritagya jana kabu smirti joginahe. Someone who's akritagya, who's not grateful, he doesn't deserve to be remembered. Ata eva je kahime mana dai take. So you're all free to leave me now. In Sanskrit language, there's several words. Kritagya means grateful. Literally, it means someone who's accepted the order, who's accepted instruction. That's a grateful person. Kritagya also is a synonym for kukur, for dog, because a dog is someone who's very grateful. Similarly, a disciple is someone who should be kritagya, who's always grateful to Gurudev for whatever he's got. And here Krishna is telling the gopis, akritagya jana kabu smriti yoga nahi. For someone who's akritagya, who's ungrateful, someone like me, he doesn't deserve to be remembered. So my dear gopis, you're free to leave me now. At that time, the gopis, they told Krishna, hey Krishna, you must return with us to Vrindavan. If you don't return to Vrindavan with us, you're going to kill us. You have two choices. You can go with us to Vrindavan, or you can kill all of us. Either way, we're going to die if you don't return to Vrindavan. We should try to understand the feelings of Kurukshetra. An interesting question arises. How is it that the gopis and the Brijbasis went to Kurukshetra to meet Krishna, but they didn't go to Mathura? And Mathura is such a long distance away. Have any of you taken an auto rickshaw from Mathura to Vrindavan? Raise your hand. It's not such a long distance. Half an hour, maybe. And if you go from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan, that's may take you a few days. It's quite a long journey. If you're driving in a car, maybe it'll take you 6 or 8 hours. Something's quite a long way. What does it mean? Why didn't they go to Mathura? Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Why is it that Mathura is considered to be so far away, but Kurukshetra is not? It's not a matter of geography. Krishna Khan, Lalita Madhava is not a matter of geography. It's not the physical distance that they're counting to Mathura. It's the mood in Mathura. They don't want to go to Mathura. They can't be there in Mathura. It's the wrong mood, because it's mixed with awe and reverence. But they went to Kurukshetra. What is the mood in Kurukshetra? Very interesting thing. Generally speaking, the Lord's Leela Stalis fall into two broad categories. Aishvarja Stala, or places which are full of opulence, such as Vaikuntha, or places which are full of sweetness, Madhurja style, like Vrindavan. And the nature of those opulent places, Aishvarja, Priti Sankuchita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, that opulence makes love shrunken. When Krishna showed his universal form to Arjuna, Arjuna became frightened. And his friendship with Krishna was forgotten. And he began offering prayers to him as Bhagavan, as God. When Krishna rescued Vasudeva and Devaki from Kamsa, they began to pray to him. Actually, you're not our son. You're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Nanda and Yashoda, when Uddhava came and tried to tell them that don't cry, don't you know your Gopal is Bhagavan, he's God. Nanda Maharaj said, Uddhava, what kind of rubbish are you saying? I know Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Satyasankalpa. Whatever he says is the truth. But our Gopal, he's a mityachar. He's a liar. He steals makkhan sometimes. And sometimes he eats dirt and he lies to us about it. How can he be Bhagavan? Our Gopal is a breastfed boy. He cries when he can't have his mother's breast. Is that Narayan? Is that the symptom of Narayan, of Bhagavan? What are you saying? We thought you were a wise person. Now I see you're just a boy, Uddhava. You don't know anything. They wouldn't accept that. Because Vrindavan is a place of sweetness. So then what is Kurukshetra? Kurukshetra is a very amazing place. It's one container where there's two opposites in the same container. There's Aishwarya there. All these great kings with their elephants and warriors and armor and gold and jewels. And the Brijbasis are also there. There's great opulence and there's great sweetness. Generally, the opulence makes love shrunken, but not in Kurukshetra. When the gopis met with Krishna, they addressed him, Ahushyate Nalina Nava Padada Vinda. They weren't thinking, now you're God. They were speaking in Parokshavad. They were chastising him. Present at that time were various opposite things. Present at that time was Sudhara Prabhas. In our first class, we spoke about this. Four different types of vipralamba, separation. The most intense of which is Sudhara Prabhas, when Krishna has gone to Dwarka. So this is what they're feeling. You may say, no, because they're with Krishna. No, they're feeling separation because they want him in Vrindavan. And they're remembering, you left us. They're feeling separation. They're remembering, you left us for so many years. How can they forget that? How can they forget the suffering that they went through? But at the same time, on one hand, is Sudhara Prabhas Vipralamba, the most intense type of Vipralamba. But at the same time, there's Samridhiman Sambhog, the most intense form of union. So there's four types of union. I won't speak about this again. You can listen to the first lecture. But the fourth and most intense of which takes place after Sudhara Prabhas, after Krishna returns from Dwarka and the gopis meet with Krishna. That Samridhiman Sambhog, that union is Samridhiman, is fully enriched. Both things are there. Samridhiman Sambhog, they're meeting after such a long time. But there's also Sudhara Prabhas. They can't forget, you left us. And not only that, there's another type of separation present there. The gopis know, we're together now. But in a few days, you're going to return to Dwarka. And again, we won't see you. What intense emotions are felt at Kurukshetra. We wrote a magazine about Lord Jagannath some years ago. We called it The Hidden Identity of Lord Jagannath. I think there's a couple copies here. And we wrote a long article about something very important. Kotai Radha. Where's Radharani? If you tell us that your Jagannath is Vrindavan Bihari, Shyam Sundar Krishna, Krishna from Vrindavan, then we have one question for you. Kotai Radha. Where is Radharani? Because Krishna is never separate from Radharani, even for a moment. It's another big subject. We gave a long lecture about this in Durban at the Jagannath Mandir. If you want to read about this, it's in the magazine. We don't have time for this now. But I'd like to read you a little something from a purport of Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, chapter 13, which is about the Rathayatra festival. Text 120. Prabhupada writes, after giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged in his pastimes at Dwarka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister and others from Dwarka, he again met the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Duti Suvalita. That is, Krishna himself assuming a part of Srimati Radharani in order to understand Krishna. Lord Jagannath Dev is Krishna, and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. This is one answer to this question. But if you read the article, there's another answer also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is leading Lord Jagannath toward the Gundicha temple, corresponded to Srimati Radharani's leading Krishna toward Vrindavan. Sri Khetra, Jagannath Puri, was taken as the kingdom of Dwarka, the place where Krishna enjoys supreme opulence. But he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, the simple village where all the inhabitants are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. The same emotions which are manifest in that place known as Kurukshetra, where we find two opposites in one container, union and separation, sweetness and opulence, the same mood is found in Jagannath Puri Dham. And this is a purport of Rathayatra. And this is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, at that Rathayatra festival, dancing in front of Lord Jagannath, he began to recite a verse from the 82nd chapter of the 10th canto. Ahushchate nalina nabha padara vindam yogeshvarai riddhi vichinchamagada bodhai. The one verse that the gopis spoke to Krishna in Kurukshetra. Because that's the same mood. Krishna, Rupa Goswami, raises a question. He says, why did Krishna leave Vrindavan? Was it because the gopis' love wasn't pure? Was there some fault in the love of the Brijbasis for Krishna that he felt it necessary to leave them? Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, excuse me. He says, no. There's no fault in their love. Just like gold. Huh? If you want to buy a nice gold bracelet for your wife, Chaitanya Prabhu, it's a good idea. And you go to the jeweler and you say, how do I know the gold is pure? So then he applies heat to it. And he melts the gold. And when the gold becomes melted, you can see how pure it is. So to illustrate, to show to the world the glory of the Brijbasi's love for him, Krishna applied the fire known as Vipralambajvara, the fever, the fire of separation, and their hearts melted. And thereby their ecstatic prem, the purity of their love, became known to the whole world. Krishna, in Dwarpar Yuga, he kept Vrindavan hidden. But he sent Uddhava there. He opened up a university of Braj Prem. And Uddhava was the only student. And Radharani and the gopis were the professors in that university. And they taught Uddhava what is real love. Then later on, Krishna opened up another branch of that Braj University of Prem in Kurukshetra. And at that time, the students were Satyabhama and Rukmini. And they were able to see the love of the Brijbasis. And in Kali Yuga, Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he went to Jagannath Puri. And he opened up the Jagannath Puri University of Braj Prem. And there he showed everyone how to do bhajan to get Braj. How to attain Braj. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says a very amazing thing in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Ajapi ha chaitanya e shabali la kore jakone jahari kore jishi ari kare bolo Hare Krishna. Adyapiha means right now. Adyapiha means right here. Right now, here, in this place, in Johannesburg, in this temple room, right now, Gaura Leela is going on. Adyapiha Chaitanya Shabha Leela Kori. All of his pastimes are going on. Jakone Jahari Kori Drishti Adhikari. And fortunate people, they can see it. Raise your hand. How many do you see Gaura Leela going on right now? Srila Prabhupada says another very interesting thing in a purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Oops. Thank you. In a purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 11, which is also speaking, it's about the Beda Kirtan pastimes in Jagannath Puri, the kirtans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. In text 89, Prabhupada writes, "One who is intelligent understands that all, not one or two, all the personal associates and devotees," every word has meaning. "One who is intelligent understands that all the personal associates and devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are ever liberated. This means that because they're always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, they don't belong to this material world. One who is engaged in the Lord's devotional service 24 hours a day and never forgets the Lord is called Nitya Siddha. One who is Nitya Siddha has no business other than broadcasting the glories of the Lord all over the world according to his ability. Such people are already associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 500 years ago, only his associates were liberated. But Narottam Das Thakur says, Nitya Siddha Kori Mani. Don't think that it was only 500 years ago. Narottam Das Thakur says that anyone is a Nitya Siddha if he acts on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading the glories of the holy name of the Lord. We should respect those devotees preaching the glories of the Lord as Nitya Siddha and should not consider them conditioned." Okay. Raise your hand. How many of you here consider yourself to be a Nitya Siddha? Prabhuji? No. Do you disagree with Srila Prabhupada? I saw you today broadcasting the glories of the holy name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada says, "You're a Nitya Siddha. Maybe we should contact the BBT and tell them some problem in the purport. Maybe you should cut a few sentences out. It has no meaning." Should we say that? Were you suggesting that? You disagree with Srila Prabhupada? Okay, you're a Nitya Siddha. You have to accept that. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Mahaprabhu, he tells the devotees at Srivas Thakur's house, "Janma janma tomara paila mora sanga toma subara brite ode kibe mora range Hare Krishna." He told the devotees there, he said, "All of you, janma janma tomara paila mora sanga, you have my association birth after birth. And what to speak of you, Toma Sabara Britye, your servants, they also will see my pastimes. O Dekibi Moraranga." Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is described in his Gaudiya Bhashya, his commentary. "When the Lord performs his pastimes in this world, his associates come with him and engage in his service. Persons who are counted as servants of those associates also receive the opportunity to realize those pastimes of the Lord." Srila Prabhupada, in 1968, in Los Angeles, on the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He gave a lecture and he spoke in a very heartfelt way. He said, I was born in a different family. My Guru Maharaj was born in another family. Who knew that I would come to his protection? Who knew that I would come to America? Who knew that Srila Prabhupada would come to South Africa? Prabhupada said, who knew that you American boys would come to me? These are all Krishna's arrangements. We cannot understand how things are taking place. Today is the 9th of December, 1968. That means 32 years ago when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta left. He says, in Bombay, I was then doing some business. And all of a sudden, sometime between the 9th and the 10th of December, at that time, Guru Maharaj was a little indisposed. He was staying at Jagannath Puri on the seashore. How many of you have been to that place? Maybe we've taken some of you there. That's called the Purushottam Mutt, right next to Tota Gopinath. And there's a bhajan kutir on top of the hill of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Have you been there? How many of you? So he said, Prabhupada said he was staying there. Prabhupada said, I wrote him a letter. My dear master, your other brahmachari and sannyasi disciples, they're able to render you direct service, but I'm a householder. I can't live with you. I can't serve you nicely. I don't know. How can I serve you? Prabhupada said, his reply was dated 13 December 1936. Means just a few days before he left this world. In that letter, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta wrote me, my dear such and such, I'm very glad to receive your letter. I think you should try to push our movement in English. That will do good to you and to the people who will help you. That was his instruction. And then, on the 31st of December, that means just after a fortnight after writing this letter, he passed away. I took that order of my spiritual master very seriously. But I did not think that I would have to do such a thing. At the time, I was a householder. But this is the arrangement of Krishna. If we strictly try to serve the Guru, the order of the spiritual master, then Krishna will give us all facilities. That is the secret. So I tried a little in that spirit. He's given me all facilities to serve him. Things have come to this stage that in this old age, I've come to your country and you are also taking up this movement seriously, trying to understand it. I request you, I am an old man. I can pass away at any moment. No one can stop it. My appeal to you on this auspicious day of the departure of my Guru Maharaj is that at least to some extent you have understood the essence of the Krishna conscious movement. You should try to push it on. People are suffering for want of this movement. So Krishna opened up a university of Braj Prem with Uddhava as one student. Later he opened up another branch in Kurukshetra. And later Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened up a branch in Jagannath Puri, opened to millions of people. And Srila Prabhupada took Jagannath to the Western countries. And he spread it all over the world. And Gauralila is going on today in the form of your spiritual masters, in the form of Parthasarathi Maharaj, in the form of Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Indrajumna Maharaj, and these other wonderful disciples of Srila Prabhupada, who are the servants of the servants of the servants of the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu promised, even your servants, they'll directly see this Gauralila. This is going on today. Prabhupada's opened up a university of Braj Prem all over the world, and we have a branch here in Johannesburg. And all of you are taking part in that. You're in Gauralila. And whether you realize it or not, whether you appreciate it or not, you're Nitya Siddha. You've entered into Gaura Lila by serving your spiritual master, by helping with the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his Upadeshavali, his most important instructions, he said, our supreme occupation is to serve the residents of Braj who are feeling afflicted by separation from Krishna. This is the supreme occupation of this movement. This is the supreme occupation of our life. And by engaging in this occupation, you're becoming Nitya Siddha. Uh-huh. In this regard, I'd like to just finish quickly. I know our time's a little late. I'd like to read you something from Chaitanya Charitamrita about initiation, because we have a ceremony that's about to take place. Krishna states himself, Diksha Kali Bhakta Kori Atma Samarpan, Sei Kali Krishna Tari Kori Atma Sambalo, Hare Krishna. Krishna says, Diksha Kali Bhakta Kori Atma Samarpana. At the time of initiation, if it's real initiation, real initiation means Atma Samarpana, means you completely surrender. Don't be like me, where I just had some photo with my Gurudev and I got some beads or something. But real initiation means when we really fully surrender to Guru. And he says, Sei Kali, at that time, Krishna Tari Kori Atma Sam. Krishna says, that devotee is none different than me. Because you've gotten Krishna mantra. That mantra enters into you. That mantra is so powerful. Narada Pancharatra describes, Mantra Grahana Matvena Naranarayana Atmagaha Punati Lila Matvena Purushanam Satam Satam. As soon as you receive a Krishna mantra, then you become situated in the same platform as Lord Narayan himself, and very easily 100 generations of your family are delivered. So Mataji, I think at least 200 generations, because your sons, daughters are also initiated. Mm-hmm. This is the power of taking initiation. So I'd like to finish with one subject, just for a moment or two, please be patient. What is the secret, the mystery of first initiation? Sometimes we think that second initiation is a real thing. And sometimes some members of the Gaudiya Mutt, in some places, they say second initiation is real initiation, first initiation doesn't mean anything. If we say that, it'll cause great pain in our heart. How is it my Gurudev, he gave me first initiation, and you're telling me it doesn't mean anything? Srila Prabhupada gave so many devotees first initiation, and it doesn't mean anything? But we should question it. What does initiation mean? According to the Pancharatrika Vidhi, at the time of initiation, the mantra is spoken in the ear of the disciple. How many of you here have been to an initiation ceremony before? Raise your hand. Almost everyone. How many of you have seen the guru speaking the Hare Krishna mantra in the ear of the disciple? Raise your hand. You saw that. Okay, very good. That's all right. I've never seen that. Practically none of you have seen it. I've never heard, as far as I know, Srila Prabhupada never did that. Not only that, so someone may say, well, how is it initiation if you didn't get the mantra in your ear? Moreover, someone may say, what kind of initiation is this? You're chanting the mantra before initiation? What is that? Huh? You can't chant the mantra before initiation. Sampradaya vihina ye mantra shenishvalamataha. Padma Purana says, if you chant some mantra without initiation, it has no benefit. But in our movement, all the devotees who are getting first initiation, they're chanting 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra on beads every day. How are they doing that? Rupa Goswami, in his Lagu Bhagavatamrita, he describes, Sri Chaitanya Makod Girna Hare Krishna Tivarnakaha Majayanta Jagat Premi Vijayantam Dadavayaha. He says that the words of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra were given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everyone in the universe. So it's not necessary to get this Hare Krishna mantra from Guru. It's already been given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, everyone's already chanting it. Okay. But then, what's the meaning of the ceremony? If I tell you that it's just some meaningless ritual, it'll cause great pain to our heart. We can't accept that. Our Gurudev would never do like that. There's some meaning there. What takes place at the time of Harinam initiation? What does Gurudev do? He speaks about the 10 offenses. Raghunath Das Goswami in this connection gives us a clue in the beginning of his Mukta Charit, the first verse. He says that Namasreshtam Manamapi Satchiputra Matra Sarupam. My Gurudev gave me Namasarup, Namasreshtam, the topmost name. What do you mean the topmost name? You a proud fellow or something? Huh? Everybody has the holy name. It's Abhinatva Nama Namino. It's one. Huh? It's not different from Krishna. How is the name that you have any different than the name he has or that she has? But Raghunath Das Goswami says, no, Namasreshtam, the topmost name. Because there's different ways of chanting. Jiva Goswami cites, our acharyas cite Padma Purana in this regard. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai. Says you can't chant Hare Krishna. Ata Sri Krishna Nama Adi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai. With your tongue, with your senses, Indriya means senses, including your tongue, you can't chant. Ata Sri Krishna Nama Adi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai. You can't chant the holy name. Excuse me. I see a lot of people chanting the holy name. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says it's Indriya Vyapara. It's the senses engaged in the sense objects. It's Panchagan Indriya, your five knowledge acquiring senses, encountering Panchatan Matra, five material substances. It's not really the name. Because the name is Krishna. And Krishna says, Jame bhakta jana partha name bhakta sate janaha mad bhaktanam chaye bhakta stene bhakta tamo mataha. He tells Arjuna in the Adi Purana, those people who say they're my devotee, they're not my devotee. You know that one, he's chanting 3 lakhs a day. I'm a great devotee. He's not my devotee. But the person who's a devotee of my devotee, he's my real devotee. So the Padma Purana verse that we cited, Atashi Krishnanamadi Nabhavidraya Mindra, then goes on to say, Sevan Mukhi Hijivado Swayameva Sparatira. If you're doing service, Sevan Mukhi Hijivado with the tongue. Now wait a minute. The tongue is one of the senses which we just heard. You can't engage in chanting Krishna's name. But Sevan Mukhi is the important word. There's a difference between chanting before initiation and chanting after initiation. It may look the same, it may even feel the same, but there's a vast world of difference. Because at the time of Harinam initiation, Gurudev accepts you. And he gives you the topmost name. What does that mean? He tells you, don't do offenses to the holy name. Avoid the 10 offenses. And if you do that, Nirapuradi Nam Loe Pai Premadana, then definitely you'll get Krishna Prem. Because he's accepting you. And he's telling you, chant Hare Krishna. Well, I was already chanting Hare Krishna. Chant 16 rounds. I was already chanting 16 rounds. There's a difference now. Sevan Mukhi Hijivado. Now you're doing it as a service to Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport, the most important service that a disciple can do for the Guru is to chant his 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra and his beads a day. This is the most important service that we can do. This is a secret of first initiation. It's not a meaningless ceremony, some blind ritual. You're being accepted by Krishna's representative. You were chanting Hare Krishna before, you're chanting Hare Krishna after, but afterwards you're chanting Hare Krishna as a service to your Gurudev. Have any of you ever been on Vrindavan Parikrama during the month of Kartik on an Ekadasi? Ekadasi, the month of Kartik, Vrindavan. Raise your hand. It's something you'll never forget. There's an English word you may know, cacophony, which they may have originated with that. Oh my God. There's millions of people doing Purkhama that day. And every 5 feet there's another speaker. And there's an unspoken rule. Every speaker, two rules. Every speaker has to be turned up all the way, full volume. They have some Bollywood songs we're singing. And the second rule is the speaker has to be broken. And so there's this horrible noise the whole way you're going around. And as you're going around, there's different pious people there with pots of water, pouring water in the hands of the yatris to give them something to drink. And you see the yatris go there, they're holding their hands out, getting some water and drinking that. And some of the water goes to their fingers, it goes on the ground. And the dogs and insects, they come and drink that water. It's very hot in Vrindavan, even during the month of Kartik. We're like those dogs and insects. And the holy name is something really meant for our Gurudev. He can chant. He chants without offense. I can't chant and just, "Hi Krishna, here I am. Yeah, my name's Madhavananda, nice to meet you. And where's my service in the Kunj, please? Hare Krishna." I have no access. I don't know Krishna. When I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm trying to think of Krishna, but I'm not really serving Krishna. I'm serving my Gurudev. My Gurudev wanted me to chant Hare Krishna. I chant with his picture in front of me. This is my service to my Gurudev. And this is a mystery of first initiation. So this is a very, very auspicious day. And I feel very humbled and very, very privileged, very happy to be here today. It's said that when there's an initiation ceremony, many demigods come. Maybe some of you are actually demigods in disguise. Maybe Indra and Vayu and Agni are here watching to see what's going on. Because it's such an auspicious thing. After trillions and trillions of lifetimes, now they're taking initiation. Now they're joining Krishna's samsara, Krishna's family. And by getting Krishna mantra, by being accepted by Sadhu Guru, they're becoming part of Krishna's family. It's a very, very auspicious function. It's a very wonderful function to be at. We're very happy to be here today. And I hope all the devotees who take initiation, you take this very, very seriously. And meditate on this fact. By rendering service to your Gurudev, by helping to push on this movement, if you fully surrender and fully accept that, then you're no longer in this material world. You've entered Gaura Lila, and you're a Nitya Siddha right now. So this is something of the Trail of Tears, which starts in Vrindavan, goes to Mathura, and goes to Dwarka, and Kurukshetra, and Jagannath Puri. And for us today, is ending here in Johannesburg. Srila Prabhupada ki Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki Goprema-nandi Vamsa-kavadarubhischa Kripa-sindhubhye-vicha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo. Chaitanya Bhagavan, I'm sorry. No, no, no.